calling on Rabbi Sefer, the son of Rav Sadio. Sadio is basically when you have a room that's three sides surrounded by walls, one side is wide open, one avi to come in, ear to come in, I think they call it in English a caboose, so you have in the summer, and the place is wide, caboose? Cabaret?
Gazebo?
Gazebo, right, that's right. Fine. That open, the ear comes in, a lot of the apodder is from a mezuzah. The reason is because it's the four sides wide open, it says it's machabe, even though it might have two petzimim, two doorposts, since the two doorposts are made for a chazik sikro, therefore you're going to be potter, because it's not made to be a doorpost. Now, there are numerous shadows they built off in this halacha, how do they understand it, and the numerous nafkinas in halacha, how to apply it against a lot of people, and I think it's really one you say, the hakira, we can argue the point, and I'll start with the hakira. I think it's all based on one question. Again, we have this chassadah that has these doorposts there. What is the reason that a chassadah with doorposts are going to be potter? Is the aside that it's b'chazik tikro, it's not a doorpost? It's not a doorpost, it's b'chazik tikro. Or the aside is, l'maisa, is it a the sibah, the cause, or it's a simon ba'almo? Once b'chazik tikro, obviously I do not want any doors to be there. I don't want the simon, the raya that I don't want. But let's say I would want it to be a doorpost, except also happens to be the chazik tikro, I'll be chayiv. Question is it a sibo or a simin? Is it something that be'etzem, I do not want the door, it just happens to be there, this doorpost, and therefore I'll be positive. Let's say I do want it, I want to be closed off the area, the way I learn it over, is the side over here, is the be'etzem, you have to have the fourth side, you have to have a simo. You have to close off two separate areas. The fact that you have two doorposts, not separate two different areas, is a chazik tikro. But let's say you're having these two doorposts, they close off two different areas, it's also a chazik tikro, arguably chayiv is going to be potter. Example, for the Chesharim example, let's say you have two doorposts, the chazik tikro, but you have a door closing over the area. Mama should put a door, physically you have a door there. So it says if it's Chesharim, you want to say it's trying to pre-show, then you're chayiv. Why? Because the Maisa, you're closing off the two areas. The Stima, you close off one area to another. You have the doorposts are only the chazik tikro, so what? The chazik tikro, only simon, I do not want to have a doorpost. If I physically have a door, I'm vada closing off two ears, I'm vada be chayiv for it. Another example is, let's say, we're exactly in Negavriel. Negavriel, where I sit, is a doorpost on one side, a doorpost on the other side, and there's a mashkev on top. Now, what used to be over there, how Negavriel was built, set up, is the last two rows used to be the porch. Go outside, you see, there's a roof on top, used to be the porch, and there were doors there. They took away the doors. They used to have mezuzim inside the doors, they took away the doors, and now you're left with the back three rows that are of Epsom, now part of the base medrash, is one big base medrash, one big room. Do you need over there a mezuzah on the doorpost? Now let's give the assumption right now that Negavriel, those two mashkeis are not l'chazik tikro. Let's give the assumption. Now, it depends. If you study near steam with a block of separate two areas, there's no separation, there's one big base medrash, there's no shiloh, there's one big base medrash, what's your shiloh? Avad, you would not need a mezuzah. It's not a steamer, there's no closing off two areas. That's the ending of what you need to pat it, you need a chazik l'tikro. This thing maybe is not a chazik l'tikro. If not a chazik l'tikro, therefore you'll be chayiv for it. So, I went over to the Obama Chava Sefer Ogram Valecho. He gave chaburis to the Mir Oilam when they learned in Negavriel a couple of years ago, mezuzah. And people tell me the psakma from him. I went over to him and asked him, you said to put up mezuzah where I sit. Should Avad not? The side over here is in your steam. And Avad is no in at all putting up a mezuzah where we have it right now. There's a mezuzah there for no reason. Atzal HaShani, the master of the Yerad of Shubo about it. He says, the mice is not a chazik tikro. If it's there, it's extra. The mice be chayiv. The Chayiv Zadar, the Avloi wants machalik, whether it's two ishtamshis or one ishtamshis. The mice Abbas Medrash is one big happy room, one big happy family. They even want to say, Etmas Potter. Piskin Mezuzah says, what should you do? Put up without a bracha. It comes out, what exactly, again, the Yisrael is it in steamer or the chazik tikro? If let's say, is the Yisrael that you need a steamer, that's not a steamer. Be potter, you need a chazik tikro, it's not a chazik tikro. Now again, what's going on in Negavriel, is the chazik tikro or not? Before one being, is the chazik tikro or the other side, I'm not sure. The one going down, also I'm not sure what's going on over there. Oh, and that can even say even more. Maybe base mentions of Chumah Alma. Again, the mice who ever learned Negavriel, they felt to be machmor like this is base tech, and they put up parts of that bracha anyway. Base mentions can't put up with a bracha. If you ask other people, they'll tell you it's no shaykh. There's no reason to have mizuzah there at all. You can't ask a kasha. Soif or soif. The side over here is what we have a pesach. When in the world the Torah say that a pesach has to be not a chazik tikro, is a chazik tikro. So again, it could be. So again, by the Negavriel, one reason the pot Negavriel is before is no shaykh, it's only what is not coming to a mitzvah steamer. there's a second shaylo. Come along with Yakitani, you want to tie into this whole entire set of achsadr is not the etzem made for mokum giro. It's not made for a place to live. To mechayiv you, then you need a doorpost to mechayiv you. But let's say the place is made to live. Let's say you have like a real mamish, it's inside your house, the same thing. You have two beings coming up, a mask going across, and it's one big dining room. I'd be chayiv for come along with Yakitani, you want to tie into the whole you set of achsadr, but etzem is not a mokum giro. Therefore, you need something that's not lechazik to tikru. But let's say be'etzim it's a mokum dira, someplace you mamish live in. Shoo, it's mainly chazik tikku, what's the same mukhiv also? Because the Torah doesn't say anywhere specifically chazik tikku. Now, the Maisa, it's a bias where you live in that has a doorpost with a masculine on top of it. Therefore, you go inside people's houses sometimes, you see sometimes it's built that way for whatever reason. There used to be it was one or two rooms, it remains in one room, and there are two beams in the masculine going down. L'chore, why you chay for it? Noch the yakitana, it's your base dira mamish. And you won't pass you mitzvah. The mice is one big room because soif to soif, there are two maskers and there's a mezuzah, two mezuzahs of the maskers.
Is it
No, he's very clear. He says not the way. He says you need two things. And shall we pass like that or not? The kishulonar pass like the yakitana. Chaim says team shulonar is not the way, and he wants to be mekel. But machlokes the place, do we go like the yakitana or not? A third shaila also based upon the shaila is din stima or is it a din of a chazik tikra? Is let's say let's go to the tzad that in any house you potter or go negavil, that's a potter. Let's say what happened by negavil. You had over there a porch going off, and it was mechayiv mezuzah, but it was mechayiv. Now you come along and a new baldir moves in, and he decides that, you know what, it's not going to be two separate rooms, it's going to be one room, and he does nothing to it. And now, since his das changes it, it can make a pot for mezuzah. No, once the mechayim mezuzah, therefore he changes it to be a Indian, the chazik tikku. Again, the first baal boss used it as being two separate rooms to be chayim. Second baal boss came and changed his mind. It's not coming to be it's only coming to be the chazik tikku. Is it going to be still mechayim or not? So, Ogur Balecha McDowell, Pash is the same aloha by Beis Akisa. Other cases in the Shavua says that if you have a Beis Akisa, Echem Lechavua has a Beis Akisa, that he used one time at the beginning when he moved in, and afterwards he used it as a storage place. Right now it's a oitz of him. He's no way to use a bathroom, boxes and boxes there. There's no way to use a b'chayim of potter. So the b'chayim based on the mishnah, that to be oikah based on kisa, you have to do a shina to the tzura of the room. Don't do a shina, you just change your mind using it, we'll still be b'chayim for it. You're also l'chura negavil, ma'isa, where I sit, was a vada b'chayim of mezuzah. If they didn't do anything to it, they just made it longer, did nothing to it, it's still b'chayim mezuzah, even though the shina was changed.
Even they built the roof?
No, so the roof is always there. Oh, so all the difference is by Nagavil is they did an act to it. What they do, they took away the doors. They did a Shina Maiso. So Echlam, they did something to it. So they would not do something to it, Avadim Mechuyiv to it. Since they did something to it, therefore got involved again the other Shiloh. If they did something to the doors in Nagavil. Putting a box in the door, you're not changing the... It sounds like the way of Chaim quoted from the Shabur, you have to do a Shina in the Guh of the Cheder. Not putting a thing inside the mouth. We'll make a difference. Another case also built upon the shaila. Some ideas again. Let's say you had a wall coming all the way. You come along and you knock down half the door, half the wall. Now, why you ran out of money, you left it as is. So now again, you don't not want to be two separate walls. You don't want to be a steam. You want to be one big room, except it's not l'chazik tikru. So again, this question is you say l'chazik tikru, it's not l'chazik tikru. Or you say be a steam, and you don't have a steam. So again, that's machlokes. Chaim wants the Ogur Balecha wants to say pot, Ogur wants to say chayiv. So the way Adayin Weiss is true, when he sets it off, he says when a person again he knocks down a wall, leaves over more than what he needs, it really depends. If you are going to use that two estamshes or one estamshes, make an afkimu alofa. If you take a room and you knock it down, make it one big living room, and then you want to say you'd be mechuyev. But let's say you left over only the tikkur, only the chazik tikkur. But still, using it as two separate rooms, since it wants its chal shem pesach, it won't lose the shem pesach unless you still use it as one estamshes. Still use it as one thing.
Yeah.
What? He's talking about, he's not mechalik. Anything. And he didn't discuss Yakitan the Tshuva. Now, again, so, Nafkamino, what happens if it's not for l'shem sima, but it's not l'shem l'chazik tikra. For example, do it l'shem night. Do it for make it look nice. For example, let's say you have a fancy estate. You have area that is wide open, and now you put a fancy door with two mashkes and a doorpost over there. L'maisa, you have a mamasha door there. However, it's not closing up the whole entire area at all. The whole entire area of l'maisa is open. Then we go off the tzad of making it in of the sepilm closing off the area of the mice, not closing off the area. Therefore, the ogre will have to let you goes. Your partner is not closing off the area. So if you want to go with the tzad, the mice, you have two doors and a doorpost. Now with Hazak Tikwa, there to be a mamasha doorway, you have a doorway there. There, Pesachay, Mezuzah says you put off. Not a brachy, Tainan, but the body you should put off. Because the mice circle, so you have a doorpost with a regular doorpost there. But what's Nafamina is really the numerous Nafaminas. Let's take example, Arzai. Now, first you can argue the point of what's going on in Arzai. Half the guys in Chabur told me Arzai, the pillars are there, L'chazik Tikra. Half the guys told me, no, it's only the night. So, but let's say it's L'chazik Tikra. Let's go with an assumption by Arzai, there are these arches going, there are like 10 arches. Now, they have beams going up. What?
They're part of the building?
They're part of the building. Arzai, there's a whole way to go in. Now, Devon, this is there, not Matthias wise. Guys told me different things. I'm not sure what that means. I asked Roy. Roy told me some fell down. Why didn't they put them back up? I don't know. So some didn't have.
Which side is the arch or the way you go in towards Kamar?
You have arches. You have going this way and going this way. All the arch, anything going in, the way you go in.
On both.
The question is on both. So let's give an assumption. Let's say there is a chazik tikkur. Let's assume there are the chazik tikkur. The mice, but they're one and more than a chazik tikkur. They're not needed. They're also l'shem noi. They're also more than that. So if Boy wants a taina, that his malach is, the mice is doing more than the chazik tikkur. They're doing also l'shem noi. The mice, you want to say, you're mechuyah for it. You're widening it, making it bigger, you're making it more, you're mechuyah for it. Ogre Balecha says, no, there's no steam over here, not closing off any era. You go in and out, in and out, in and out, all the columns, all the things. Mice said, put up the meaningless, it's part of no chim over here. So again, the shell over here is, what's the sort of the Chazak Tikru? Is that the Ptur? Or is it a Sibo or is it a Semin? Is it a Sibo or there would be Potter?
But perhaps it's both. The Chazak Tikru, the wall was there.
So there they're doing Mice, same Mishal. Same Machalik, same over the Pazak, same exactly, what is this head to the Chazak Tikru? If you want l'chazik tikkur, but you want also to be a pesach, pesach sounds like machlokes. That's the machlokes
over here. Once you need it for l'chazik tikkur, you don't want it to be an ugly thing, so then you're going to make it nice.
And make it into a nice doorway. Make it a nice doorway, or making it nice? Make it into a doorway, so you made it into a doorway.
The arches aren't there for doorways. They're there because
they have a beam, and now they made it wider to make it a nice doorway, so they made it into a doorway. And that's just l'chazik tikkur. They did more to it. That's the question. What's the story over here? What's the mechayev? What's the p'tur? Is the p'tur? Is that mice? There's no steam over here. There's no steam. The mice is open to the public. Well, this is a circle site. There is a pesach. We want a pesach. Mice. It sounds like machlok is the oil says between Arzai and Maldaf. Arzai put up most of them. Maldaf put up, and any of them fine. You have to know who's in charge of which area, who's mechayev for it. Depends on every person own building, whichever building you live in. Before you must, you're the shutif. You have to ask your owner of, and you have to find out what you're supposed to do. No, the one doesn't have to. The one who holds you have a chid put off. You can't mechayev him to pay for it. For the mice, you would have to put it off before you put it off. So fine. That's basically like five different opinions upon the chakiyu. The one other aspect they bring down negate to this is let's say you have a lochy like a steamer that closes off the area, but not mitzad the locha of negate to mezuzah. For example, around Nuvashkunas and around Yishlayim, there's an area around Yishlayim. There's two mitzvahs. That means there are two mezuzahs and the mashgrave around Yerushalayim. And therefore, a lot of people holding carry, at least their wives, the kids can carry in it on Shabbos. So if you can't carry it on Shabbos, and therefore it's a Tzuras HaPesach, and it's on Shabbos, the Mechura, every single Tzuras HaPesach, and the mezuzah also. Not only would you have to pay to put up the wood and the string, you would also have to put up on everyone, maybe not a hooded mezuzah, but put up in every single place a mezuzah. What? Without even any place that any tzuras HaPesach. Even not there. If I have a house, I go only once a year. One of the rooms in the house, I'm chayvin. Yes, all the parts can say, yeah, because it can be used. The house that the option to use all year round. I only go there once a year. I go there once every 10 years. I'm chayvin it. Right, house. So this is my, this is, and the Gemara says, shari ear. Shari, this is not worse than shari ear.
Is enough to be a
mashkir mitzad. Is it tzuras HaPesach? Is enough for mezuzah? Is enough for Erev? So is enough for mezuzah? It can die. I didn't get that sug yet, I'm not sure. My sister Kasha, the Olam asks, Kamal Chaznish, and said, Echanam Yechayiv. Except the reason why the minig was not to, was because, the minig was not to, bring it back to isn't. But the minig, step by step, he says, Maisa, why not? He says, in Europe, Maisa, there are two other terms, one mitzad the Indian of Goyim, and therefore, since Goyim were around, and come take it off, we know the loch is that mitzad Goyim, the Maisa Takona, you don't put up. And the second reason that in numerous areas in Europe, they're sitting with a guy. And with Amos, they're sitting with a guy, they might say, reporter. Fine, so those are two reasons. Comes out, let's say in Hanov, or let's say in the country of Heved, or Maladaf, or the place where Pasha is no guy living there, no sitting with the guy. Lechura, Afi the Chadnish and Cheshma, Lechura, the Chayv Mezuzo, Nefer Dain Weiss. And others say, Allah, Lamaisa, you should put up a Mezuzo on every single doorpost of a Mezuzo, of a Tzuris Tatatim, it's not Erev Shabbat. Then, if you, again, we have machlekes for shutuf of goy patsum mumchayiv. If you want to be samech upon the Ramah, the Seder, those who go like the mechaber, you mechayiv you anyway. For against the Rashba versus the Mordechai. So, fine, it's a tzivu tree makel. Oh, he's saying, no, but they're living there myself. They'll be potum, the house is potum mezuzah, right?
Even though you do tzivu.
Yeah, because you don't never walk in, never go out, myself.
Half of
your
age, then.
No, it's Adam living there. No, I'm not sure. Atala Shenim, the Tzivus himself, writes, discusses Indian and numerous Poshkin. Vos himself says the Minig Mice is not the way. And I assume, Vos Mice lives in Bnei Brak, so I assume Bnei Brak isn't that way. I assume that way. He himself writes, he saw, maybe, I assume. So the question is really like this. The problem is that, first of all, in the whole entire city, well, they have, and also numerous people in their own backyard, the Mice, they have their own Erev. My parents have their own Erev in their own backyard. And Mice, there's no problem of going over there. What? No, Flatbush, my parents. And Mice, they have a driveway. They put up a two as a Pesach. The Mice, there's no problem with Sakona, no problem with going. Mice, they put up a thing there. No one's taking it away. No one's doing anything to it. So whether you have your private Erev, or the Shkuna Erev, which I know, of course, should be no problem with Sakona, or Shitfest, of course, should be Chayiv in a Mizuma. It's a two as a Pesach. So those are the swords. That's a shell again. That's a shell. So the numerous swords why the common place one they want to make. And this wants to be machmer. I know this wants to be machmer. The swords they want to make. Come along with four different swords. One swore is the Sivus discusses. He wants to mechal between the erevin and the din of two as a Pesach. Masha Enki in the case over here by mezuzah in the Pesach mamish, which the Olam would like explaining. The sages over here, Betzim, is not coming off anything. No one, because there's a two over there, separates the two different areas. You drive through both areas, you play ball through both areas during the week. But there's no chil between the two areas. This is one big area. There's no chil of a shamshus. So myself, mitzad erev might be work out to a pesach. Mitzad mezuzah, since it doesn't divide the two areas, it won't be therefore be part of mitzad mezuzah. So one swara. The second swara, the das kachim won't say out to svek sheker. Myself, there's no door. We'll get the law. Machlokes rosh rambam. You need a door. The mice is no door. The oid also maybe you need the area of mitzvah mezuzah to be something that's heavier, not going to hold upon the kash, which the machloek is. If he wants to be starfit, if he wants to be mekel, we actually want to take his parts. The parts move ala oimit. Find different sources. The mice is machloek is a poiskim, which I see the mice in Hanover is very interesting. That certain places do have and certain don't. Now, what do they gain out of certain places that do and don't? Whoever puts up on one, the court will have to put on all of them because it's an area for him for the whole entire shkuna. So the mice I know by in Harnof, at the end of the afternoon, there's one over there by the Yar, but the other places don't have. The guy who lived over there, put up over there, would have put on the whole entire Harnof. Unless he holds the whole entire Harnof as Chashiv Gneiva, Mashkin over here is not Chashiv Gneiva, I'm not sure. But Mordechai, either you, all them yeah, all them no. Elamai, you tell me because you let him money, it's fine. The mice of Yod Yevachiv, Yevachiv, you hold the Chazanish, Dain Weiss, yeah, Golagov was in the Sivus, no. The mice, you have to know, look how you pass him inside, didn't even serve the Pesach. They have no mask, no mask with the potter. Then the machlokes if you. You have no chatzirah with dalsus. Why not to put up the mezuzah?
Where there are dalsus.
Where there are dalsus, they put up. So they're not only because of the tav shittas. What Chomer is saying.
The whole concept of later then is only the Rabbanah. Rabbanan said that in a carmel, if you put up these strings, it's considered
It is a real Tzuras HaPetach.
For air, then they made a
Pesach, but it's Tzuras HaPetach. So, say for Ogur Balach, you're saying the halachic the Gedin of Tzuras HaPetach doesn't apply to the Metzias the Gedin of Mezuzah. You have to know you can actually all these parts can not say this far, this idea, they're all discussing it. The Hakna Loch of Dr. Tears, because Sif Kosif is a Tzuras HaPetach. Fine, that's Sif Vav. Sif Zayin in the of the Beishar, Ksatim HaPetach. Now the Gemara has better machlokes. The Gemara Numa says the case of a Beishar, Ksatim HaPetach is potik, it says bias, has to be Muchla Dior, and these things are Muchla Dior. Mashenki, the Gemara Menacha says that the Chayiv Stio. Machlokes, what pshat is? We're showing them. Come along the Beitam 130. Rashi wants to tell you that the side over here is Betim the Raisa the Potter every Beishar. Every Beishar is Potter with the Raisa. However, the Abonim the Maisa be Chayiv. A second sheet is the Rambam of the Rif says that the Beishar is always Potter unless it opens up into a house. The way the Mechaber Paskin and the Poskim Paskin is the Ikar Din is like the Rambam. However, Chosh is for Rashi, and therefore any Beishar or any Kino or any Chosha that is standing by itself. The Chosh to put up believe bracha, a lot of believe bracha. That means Echem Nechaburi asked Yeshayla that he has a swimming pool in his backyard. Yes, the Rav. The Rav says, the Meister is not opening up to our house. It's not the way to get in the house. And therefore, the Rav says, Yepater. Before that's only enough for the Mechabes first sheet. Before the second sheeto, it's a Kino. A Kino, the Meister Rash sheeto, standing by itself, it's more than all of the Chosh should be high for it. Now, that's Mitzat, the Aloch of, again, Mitzat in itself is Mechuri for it. Now, this. With the Geir Ba'etzem is really every single house has usually a lot of houses have every apartment building Ba'etzem you have a landing and it goes to the second floor, third floor, but you all have these platforms, different landings where people walk through. What is that basically? That's basically the Beishar. And now if it opens up into a house, then the Bichai Mitzad even Medaraiso, it doesn't open up in the house, it's Potter. Maestro, all of our apartment buildings, the reason why you put mezuzah is going into the door, into your apartment building, which is Ba'etzem this landing, it's better than the Beishar, the more than the Al-Valv, and you're going to put up a mezuzah instead of Beishar. That's the reason why you're going to put up in the apartment building, why it's not your base for you, why it's the Beishar, it's a way leading towards your house. Now the side of a Beishar, the side of how it works, the Beishar, your whole weight is a tuffle towards the house. That means if the house is chayiv, the Beishar is chayiv. Let's say the house itself is potter. Come on the Pesach, let's say the Beishar itself is potter. With Negea, very simple, you have numerous cases, a person has a bathroom in his house. In front of his bathroom, he has a hallway leading towards his bathroom. Come on, the place can lay tiny, since the hallway, the Beishar, leading towards the bathroom itself is potter, not really covered. Therefore, the Beishar, the hallway leading towards that is also potter. What about if you have a sink in front of it that you wash your hands after you come out of the bathroom? Come along again, the moisture being down the other side. The same aside, since the etim is viewed as a stumptious to the bathroom, washing your hands, coming out of the bathroom, therefore there's no chiv in mezuzah. Now, if that's so, let's take Negavil. You ever walk in Negavil, the mezuzah is very strange. You walk in the first door, when you go straight, the mezuzah on the right. You go to the next door where the water fountain is and the punches, is, the mezuzah on the left. And when you go before that, you turn towards where the sinks are, to the two bathrooms, and the mezuzah again going in to the right. Now, those two sinks are two sinks that you have on two sides that you have bathrooms are. Now, what is that those sinks made for? Before those sinks are made for a washing your hands for the bathrooms. Some people might wash hands by davening, but the ikur all day, usually don't even daven here sometimes, or only minchah they do. And the ikur, the main distinction that it was built for, the reason it was built was to wash your hands for the Beis HaKisrei. The Beis HaKisrei of Potter, that's the Beishar, the Beis HaKisrei. The Chura, should you have a mezuzah over there or not? The Chura is Potter and mezuzah. Now the Shiva, whoever put up the mezuzah, the Maestro thought otherwise. But I didn't see in the Slum where the world to Mechayiv you. The Chur, there's nothing there at all to Mechayiv you. It's the bathroom itself is Potter. This is a base shower, and the washing is your hands inside the bathroom. Therefore, it should be Potter. That's Aleph. But only just if you analyze where exactly they put it, there's a problem with the mashkevs. There's no mashkev. You should go look at it exactly. There's probably no mezuzah on the other side. There are other problems to look at it. Mitzad, if they even need one there, the Chur, there's no need to even have one there. Why Mitzad? It's a base shower towards the two bathrooms. El Maiga tell me, like there's a base shower to walk out from the sinks to the base medrash, and the mezuzah on the wrong side. Obviously, they felt it was a base shower towards the bathroom. If so, I'm not sure why there's a mezuzah there. However, let's say you go to a ulam, and ulam has numerous sinks that you wash your hands for until tefillah also, and then also you wash your hands for the bathroom. Then come along the place and say, then you are high for it. Why? Because made so washing is for the suda. So also the stamps. Not only is it a top of the bathroom, it's also made as room in and of itself to wash your hands for the suda for the meal. Then you be high upon the mezuzah. Let's say you have again this hallway leading towards the bathroom. However, you have other things there. You have a water fountain there. You have a storage room there. You keep your towels there. Your blankets there. Then come along the place and say, you're also chayiv. Because even though it's a Beis Shar, mitzvah, the bathroom, it's water, mitzvah itself is an oitzah, it'll be chayiv. It'll be more than al dal b'chayiv. That's an al dal we'll get to. But more than al dal b'chayiv. That's why Ken Zayin Shivas, when they go straight, go with the punches, where the water fountain is, might have other assumptions. Has a water fountain, has a little, or a shelf on the side, they put the towels in there. I mean, that oitzel will be a reason why you would have to maybe put up a mezuzah. We'll get to the size wise. But that's why that one is different, where the water fountain is different than where you wash your hands. Yeah, we'll get to why they do that also. We'll get to, that's a big problem also. Fine. Which one? No, they obviously held it. It's the wrong side. Obviously, they didn't think that way. They put on the right going to the washing the hands. So obviously, they did not think that way. Fine. Now the question is really, who is the chiyuv mezuzah on? Is it me, you, who is, or the yeshiva? So let's just go to Sefiyot, the case of Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash from Eisa, the loch is machlokes rishonim, machlokes really the gemara between chomim and meir, machlokes if it's machlokes nisham, if nisham ogz mabavlinak. So it comes out that Tosha says etzim the potter, the Mordechai says yechayiv, and therefore the loch comes along the mechaber, and mechaber says you should put off without a bracha. As nachal loch shdereim, avloy levarach aleho. Therefore, the Hogi is that we pass and we put up a mezuzah in a base medrash. A common base medrash, we all make a denatu. A base medrash, we hold, you have to put up, however, we put up without a rachel. Now, the reason why stam to patch you is a machlokes, where the Rambam says your potter is kaddish, just like anything that's kaddish, the azara, the base medrash, the potter is kaddish, who in a base medrash is kaddish, it's potter. Now, the way our Kaisen and Rashi seem to learn, the reason why it's potter, because not miyuchot, not by Smuchel Akhar, Smuchel to the Rabbin, base medrash are Olam users. Now, community, let's say you have your own personal base medrash. What's the law in that case? I have a neighbor that built upstairs a personal base medrash that he sits and learns in all day. It's not a chelik of his house, or away from his house. That he learns in all day. In the Chayiv Mezuzah, Potter Mezuzah. So it comes out that it really depends upon the reason. If it's at Kodesh, it'll be Potter. If the reason it's at Smuchel Akhar, it is Smuchel Akhar. Therefore, the Pesach Ketuv brings down on here from the personal Moshe from Taisus. Basic medrash that's miyuchad for oneself will be chayiv in mezuzah. Will be chayiv. Avadi bichoshul other sheetahs you won't record now mitzvah bracha without a bracha. But the feet taisus you would be chayiv in mezuzah.
Isn't that like a study? Like,
no, that's how about mashenkin if it's a study built up in your house, that's part of your base diva, that's part of your house. He has something, nothing that's his base diva. He built something that's on the same floor, but he bought from somebody else, he made a whole separate room, a special where he learned a base medrash that's miyuchad. You might as well be potter. Ken Zayin also, my machzan, also a base medrash, could be also might be part of the same reason. It'll be chayiv, you chayiv as base medrash. That's what that company was made for. I have a machzan that's 3 floors down, that only has sperm inside, and that usually I'm the only one hopefully that used to it. I gotta have a mezuzah. Because the guy before me, he was Hamachachim, he put up a mezuzah, and I spent a chop on him. And also, the maestro is the point of Eskachu, he put up a mezuzah. The base, no, it's a pur over here. No, it's the base medrash bathroom. No, there won't be chayav leitzer. That's the base medrash that's beautiful for one person. Now, that's the reason to pop you. Why the maestro be mechoyed you? The maestro has two separate reasons. One reason why the shach brings down from the bush is because the maestro is in the base medrash from morning till night. Therefore, the base medrash is in the morning till night, we chayav in upon it. The way the goy brings down, because it's my flakes, it'll be makhul for the yishalmi. Now, the way the place can be ikka go, they sound like the mahalach is why mechoyed the base medrash. You sit there from morning till night. That means, let's say you have a shiur once in the morning, you have a shiur once in the afternoon, and that's it. Are you chayiv mezuzah or not? Come along the place and what time? No, the whole yisoid is, because the yisoid is that you live in your base medrash, tamchok, and learn it from morning to night, to be chayiv upon a mezuzah. If you only have a shiur once in the morning, then the reason mechayiv you, the whole yisoid, the maram, that was mechayiv you, he was there in the morning and at night, he slept in the afternoon, he met to be used as a tira, that was his mokum of Torah where he lived in all day. He lived in all day, therefore he's mechayiv upon it. The maestro, if he would not live there all day, therefore, the one time you'll be potter. You only have a shiur for an hour there, you'll be potter. Now, the shiur is, who is the chiyuv mezuzah put upon? Meister comes out according to this, then hold the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva. He does not learn there all day. Who learns there all day? We learn there all day. Now, Meister, if I learn in one base medrash for first Seder, another base medrash second Seder, again, there's no chiyuv put upon me. Someone learns the Negavil first Seder and second Seder, the chiyuv is put upon him.
That means
no, that's just an hour. That's all right. That's not his house. Nothing. The person who's there, first day, the second day, just the guy comes just for lunch, to sleep in. No, that's not for 1 hour to put his head down. No. Guy is there first day to put his head down, made a storm. The second day, who are the chiyuv mezuzah put upon him? That means, however they put up the mezuzah 4 or 5 years ago in Negevil, the chizuk put upon you. Alma Yunich having an amachloik, because each one I put up the mezuzah, how they hold they have to put off. One put on one side, one put up on the other side. I got down in the shul this past Friday night, and I looked around the base medrash, and they have a kol there, first seder and second seder, and they had no mezuzahs. So I went over to Baal Mechaba, Ogur Balecha, and I asked him, I said, you've got to also, I see you down there sometimes. He said, just know, I go over to the Rav twice a year, and I asked him, why aren't there mezuzahs? And the Rav said, 100% there have to be mezuzahs. And said, he has to tell his Gaboyim. And then he goes over to Gaboyim, and said, at least 10 times a year, goes over to Gaboyim. He said, even 10 days ago, I went over to him and got the two Gaboyim together, each one sent them to the other one. Got the two together, and told them both of them, you have to put mezuzahs. Yeah, we're on it right away. So the 10 days later, mezuzahs are still not there. The past 3 years, there's been no mezuzahs on the base medrash. Fine, so Maisa, you want to learn mitzvahs from what people do to the shul, that Maisa has no mezuzahs, and the rest is 100% for 3 years is going on. One guy in the shul wants to put up mezuzahs that are worth $10, also then it'll guarantee the next day they'll have kosher mezuzahs. So I asked him, I said, why aren't you putting up mezuzahs? He says, because the chiyuv is not put upon me, I make sure not to learn there all day. If not, I would have put upon me. And for that reason, for the past 3 years, I've not learned there all day. So I asked him, I've learned there all day. He said, yeah, the chiyuv is on me now. I have a chiyuv. I'm always having a chiyuv. So, and then he told me, if you want to pass yourself, make sure you don't learn there. I have other people. I have maestro, why don't you put them up, help out other people? So the maestro is a chumro, it's not chalikis, it's a nochin, lochish. And to step on other people's toes, they're sure we don't step on other people's toes. We're not going to make machol, we're not going to put up signs, the chumro, the maram, and a lot of that we're not going to do. However, twice a year, we go to the rov, we tell the rov, maestro, what's happening? Fine, and then you tell the gaboyim 10 times a year.
The maram itself says the reason he put it up was not because we were on the mezuzah.
He put out
the way the rov
rocked. Fine, the maestro, he
was he allowed to put it up for that reason?
That's the machlokes how the family served them around. He did mitzvah shmira. Ma'aseh malachim told him. Machlokes what he served them around is. Where the place can bring it down, they're saying more than that. They're saying not just because we're rambling off the corner. They're saying either it's Yishalmi, that's the going saying it, with chishes for the Yishalmi, or mitzvah. That takes the way the shachting over. That's your mokum dira mamish. They're not coming mitzad the maram sakono. They want to say this is maram meant. He's holding chush of these forests. Like us, the fact that he said these reasons and not mitzad sakono, they're not becoming mitzad sakono.
Why
didn't
he put it up right away?
He held the lock is one way. Do not have to be choshish. Come along the malachim they're in the sakono. Came along to be choshish. The poskim are not going the maram. They come out. They're coming mitzad other reasons. Either yishalmi or they lived all day. So it comes out, every person they learn all day, they put avichir, they put up a mezuzah. Now what's not, we know, basically in every school, do you have to put up a mezuzah or not? Every school, every bit safer. Maestro, the school, the principal is not there. The kids, maybe the kids have to, or might the parents. Oh, he doesn't learn all day. That's him, it's not a place they want to know, it's not his place.
Fine,
so his office is always mechuyev in whichever building it's in. The classroom is he mechuyev put upon it. So, for example, they want to say in the Gan Yeladim, who's mechuyev? The kids who are 2 years old, 3 years old, no chiyuv chinuch. So fine, the potter. The only reason maybe it'll be mechuyev if there are things there that might get lost, and she's using it as oitzah the gananet. I mean, that oitzah she might have a chiyuv. I mean, that she uses it and the way the kids are. So I'll go by left with my soul. Sure, they'll be potter. Why else couldn't no chiyuv chinuch? On the school there is a problem with chinuch. Maybe we might have to put up mitzad chinuch. Who's the chiyuv put upon the parents? Fine, the maestro. The parents don't do it. Maybe the manal has to do mitzad chinuch. The rabbi would have to. Fine. So again, so it comes out what to do basically in Negevil. Every person here has their own personal chiyuv. If they're person second say to know exactly what to do with the base shah going to the bathroom. Everyone has to, it's their role, what they have to do. It's not anymore lumped into the Gishayla, what's going on in Negevil. Everyone knows here has to know, learn the sigur, a local of myself, find out, Mapskona, what to do. If not, they're living in a place that they're going to put upon a mezuzah. Fine, next halacha. Yeah, have to you up. The Feldman said if two Saddam is kid bike out Arab. Especially during the winter it's at Arab. Right? It's 5 o'clock and yeah. He said there were two Saddam is that way. It's my chiv.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Hoshiva, you have a chiv, he tells you no, so they can't learn it. I mean what do you have a maybe you can't because Mike can only come about more. But Mike tell the Hoshiva, I have a chiv. It could be next tomorrow, walk into the Beis Shai, you have mezuzahs on both sides, all four, you know, 15 in there.
Yeah,
so each one will hold, ask kids what to do.
What?
Next to Sukkot Aleph. Sukkot Aleph basically is two different halachas in of a sukkah, of a chanut, and a case of a sfina, in of a mokum of Arai, a place you only live in once in a while. Now, the gate first, the case of a sukkah, let's say you have a sukkah that you have, it's inside your house, you move the roof on sukkahs, a chayim mezuzah or not. The Pirgodim says, and the Shuvah brings down, that since the etim right now is to Mokum Arak, this will be potter. However, the Peskachuvah brings down to, from all the Paiskim, it says Yechayiv, because the Maestro, since it was Yechayiv, now it is Yechayiv, even though it's Arai, it'll be Chayiv. So come out, Machloikis, what happens if something was Arai, it was Kva, and for 1 week it'll be Arai, Mechayiv or potter, and after me, the Peskachuvah discusses the passive Loimin Okoy. The Maestro, what happens, you have to ask your Rav what to do, you have to recreate your mezuzah or not. Now, it's usually not that common in our houses, as far as I know, that we take off the roof of a room. Well, that's not true, I know some places that way. Might you have to know what you mitzvah the mezuzah, what halacha is the pool mitzvah tassav and osli, and you have to recover the mezuzah, and hogah seems to be that with the minigas we make all. I'm not sure if mitzvah were lazy, mitzvah is a stock over here. Now, this Indian, let's say you have a sukkah going towards your house. My parents, they have a backyard, they have a door there, and they attach the sukkah there, and they go out from the sukkah towards the backyard. So the mitzvah on sukkahs will be part of the sukkahs, only Arai. Unless we mechayiv mitzvah the beis shah going to the house. I have a house. A lot of people have the sukkah connected to the house.
Daily around.
What?
This is daily around.
No, I built a sukkah to some sukkahs.
What's a sukkah?
Are
you on the sukkah?
My parents have like
no.
This. They have a regular house.
That's
no, sukkah is Arai's potter. But the Arai sukkah mitzvah itself is potter. But my son, now that I built a sukkah with four walls. What?
A
doorway to my house. What about the doorway to the sukkah to the before we get... I have to walk through my sukkah to get to my house on the sukkah. That's the way it's built, connected to my doorway.
It's connected, so you have one doorway.
No. I have a door to the house. Two ways. Yeah, two ways. That's how I go through. Get to my house. Yeah, two doors. The back and front. That's your basic sukkah. You have two doors. One going... Open the door from my house, I go into the sukkah, go to the sukkah, go out of the house. Go out of the sukkah to the street. That's how it goes. So mitzat sukkah, I'm potter. Mitzat beis shar, I'm mechuy potter. So that's in the Gemara really in Avchesim and Beis. Over there the Gemara says, the reason why the sukkahs are yotzim, one in front of the other, the reason why you're potter, it's only Arai. My colleagues are asking the Rambam what that means. The way the Rambam understands it is, since the sukkah itself is Arai, not mechuy mezuzah. Therefore, even though it's a beis shar to the inside, even though the inside is kviyas, but the outside is Arai, so beis shar be mechuy, only be mechuy when it's the kviyas. When the beis shar is Arai, you won't be mechuy for mezuzah. Therefore, I seem to know for a lot of people that way. You have the mezuzah, the sukkahs attached to the house. My sister, since only Arai, therefore be potter from a mezuzah on the beis shar. The beis shar has to be a case of kviyas. Instead, the sukkah, when you build the sukkah itself, there are two different doors to it.
The shar itself is the only there.
Yeah, the shar itself. The shar,
the doorway, the second doorway isn't there the
whole year. Correct. Therefore, that's mitzvah the sukkah on potter, mitzvah beis shar on my potter. That's because it's also Arai. The only way mechayim mitzvah beis shar is only when it's there be kviyas. Another case of Arai, again the case of Svino. Now the Yisoid of Svino, why it's potter, seems to be Machlokes. Is the Yisoid of Svino, but Etzim of Svino is not a place to live upon? Or the reason that Svino is potter is because it's not something to live the Kviyas. You can't live the Kviyas. That means, example, let's say you can't live the Kviyas. They have these ocean liners right now that you can't live the Kviyas. You can live there in 2 months. Or Chayim Mezuzah or not. Machlokes are potter. Machlokes goes, live there more than 30 days. You might see a potter, but Etzim, everyone knows it's not a Machlokes Kviyas. It's a Machlokes Arai. Even though you can live there a long time, the etzim is Arai. On Tal Hashanim, the Chashuk goes to the Maisa, so called site, it is a place that can be the Kriyas, and using the Kriyas of Chayiv. So the shadows, what you say, the Kriyas is patterning you. Is it that the Mechus HaDover, the way it looks, that everyone looks at being Arai, or no, because you don't live there by Arai, or no, can you live there Arai or the Kriyas? Is it the Metzias, how you can use it, or is it how do people look upon it? Machlokes is what to do in that case. Same thing they discussed, let's say the chief and the sailors. We're going to hold to a different time. The chief or the sailors, they might live on the boat all year round. Same as the but at them, the living is not, they're only living there, why? Because they're parnosa. Otherwise, they would not live there. Or the main guy, the chief of the boat, the captain of the boat, right? The reason why he is only there, because that's parnosa, and he doesn't want to go someplace else to go live for a month. When he's out for it, he stays inside. But at them, for him, it's not mitzvah he wants to live there, therefore he'll be potter. Or no, cycle side, smok fierce, he's living there 5 years straight, be chayim, machol yizah poeskim. Building upon that, they come to other cases. Certain cases are simple. A case of living let's say, an airplane. Be chayim, mezuzah on an airplane, not come along the place, say, but not. Say, it's not a betzim, we can't live in the kfiyas pashas. It's not a mokum that also, that looks like the kfiyas, a train, a car. But a trailer, what is the case of a trailer? A motorhome or a trailer, I lived in 2 months in a motorhome. One time with my family, with my six siblings and my parents. try it sometime, you can appreciate a house. So my thought is, you live in a motorhome for 2 months. Chayim mezuzah, not chayim mezuzah. My more 30 days, it's mamash yours. So the those one taino that be'etzem, since it goes from place to place, my thought it's not a mokik fiyas to be potter. However, even those one is potter by a boat, that's different. By boat, be'etzem is mitzah parnoso. Therefore, be'etzem does not want to live in a boat. In a trailer, though, people who live there for years, why, that's their house. That's their house. And therefore, there's more of a reason mechayiv in the trailer, numerous punishment mechayiv in the trailer, because that's they live there. Now, I only rented it for 2 months, but fine, that's what I did for the previous 130 days, mechayiv for it. Therefore, the punishment say you should put off a mezuzah on a trailer, on a motorhome, some say without a bracha, but by the way, that is a mock and kfiyas, either means that it can be done by kfiyas, it looks at being a mock that can be a kfiyas, now people do use it by kfiyas, not means that they're forced to be done for not, but it's in their house. Therefore, the, those one time you'll be mechayiv a mezuzah on a motorhome. Now it's all, I don't know, I'm not sure Yishuv HaEtzol, I'm not sure how to look at it. But the whole reason of Yishuv HaEtzol, I'm not sure there's an end of Yishuv, and I'm not sure what it is. You pick it out of HaEtzol, I don't know what happened there. Fine, let's be inside a motorhome. However, the caravans that there are certain neighborhoods, Shunaz, they put their bekfiyas, and they build their, have the shuls there, or whatever they are for bekfiyas, or any schools are there, that avad, there's no shaykh and shiloh. They put it there, and it's mamish, it's just a cheaper way to build a house. So a lot of those trailers that are there, bekfiyas, avad achayiv and mezuzah. Just one last, what? Registration.
Minimum a half a year, and always someone there. Then,
it's not, again, I think it's the same machlokes to the vote. Because Be'etzem, the only reason why he's there is to do their to work there, right? He's not there for fun, it's not his house, he won't be there samazoy. So just like a boat, the sailor might be there for 5 years, or the captain might be there for 5 years, but it's only time for also. It's not Be'etzem of living. And those who hold the Akhshul hold the Mechai may be in a spaceship, Kenzain, don't know. But of course, we're the same machlokes to the boat, nothing to do with the case of a trailer. It'll be the same machlokes. Now, they do discuss, build upon this, what about the bungalows in the mountains? Now, let's say the bungalow, not the expensive ones, the ones that can be the winterized, they can be there for the winter also. Those that can only be in the summer, they can only be for 2 months. Is that the get of Arai? They can't be there because there is Nasha Klein with the tiny old bungalows in the mountains that cannot be used in the winter. You want to say, Pata Mezuzah, why? Be'etzim, plus a dover, it's Arai, but Arai cannot be there for 9 months of the year. Be'etzim is only Arai. Now, the police can argue, they tiny that it is a mukhmak fias, we're coming down to the city, the heat is better for us, but you can live there, people do live there. In the old days, they certainly live there, it's much better than what they used to have in the old days. Machloikis, and therefore some person can say put up without a bracha, some say with a bracha, and those will follow Nasha Klein, but Etzim is not, it's only Ira, and therefore they find it in Mezuzah. So Shaila again, in the stock is how to look upon the sugya of Ira, what exactly is a bungalow? Now, also, sometimes it's the husband and the wife. Women, they live there 2 months, husband go down to the city, they think it's garbage. You have to know who the Baal Boss over here is also. Fine, that's the second aspect in Sifri Dal. Third aspect is the case of the Chanut. The Chanut, the Kamal of the Ram says, your partner, wife, also Makma Arai. Now, what the side of it is, Pukis Taz vs. Pitzchachuvo, Yad Kitana. The Taz says, why are you not there at night, only during the day? Yad Kitana says, no. Avada there during the day, Avada Chayiv Mezuzah. The every time the reason why your partner is because it's the case of a Chanut that only set up for when they had the year, they had a fair, and it's only up for a couple of weeks at a time, otherwise it was empty the rest of the time. That means it comes out every store, the Machlokes are placed, do you have to put up the mezuzah or not? According to Taz, if you're not there at night, no. According to Yad Kitana, which is the Lapash can go like, the Kitzur, you would have to put up a mezuzah by a chanut. Therefore, the Hoga of Kai Yisrael is the Maisa by every store, any Mishrad, any office, any place, Bate Malacha, Machresh, all these places, the Maisa, we put up a mezuzah, believe Rokha. So come up in Machlokes Taz versus Yad Kitana. Now, if you use it at night, the Chobi Chayim, according to all days. Now, if you don't use it at night, the Chobi Machlokes, therefore you put up without a bracha. Any other Shiloh? I'm not sure, but that's why the Ogre Balech of Haskins is located. No, but he's why is Shimu Kwebe attached to its workplace? No. I hear the Shiloh, I have to mine back into my mock. I hear. I'll go back after the time is that time. That's the economics. Well, it's getting late, so. Sifri Gimel. We'll start off, we'll continue with Be'ez Hashem next time. Three Gimel is really the heart of all the problems that come up in the Shalos and Machlokes in Mezuzah. To be clear, there really is first one Shalos of size, and then it can be the Kiveger, and then it can be the Chamur Daniel. And then it can be those arguing everything. Fine, but Maisa, start off from the beginning. First, what's the size of Mezuzah? The way of the Mechavimings down, and the size of the Dalad Amos by Dalad Amos, to make it simply the shear is between 6 to 8 feet, which the way our Moshe goes is 7 feet 1 inch. 7 feet 1 inch, that's Dalad Amos. By 7 feet 1 inch, that's the other Dalad Amos. Then you'll be Chayv Mezuzah. Now the unique Dei Rebeah, not Dei Rebeah, is every Dafka squared, even rectangle. It's not like this. Mechabel Meister is Machmer, and says Machlokes is Rosh Din Rambam. And if you want to tie in the Lalochi Yafi Machmer and say there's no Raya, what the Rambam exactly holds, if you say the Chosh for the Rosh, and if you end up being Machmer, Lalocha, and says the Vajra person, that even Kdei Rebeya, the Meister, even not Kdei Rebeya Yafi Machmer. Atzal Hasheni, those who disagree, the Taz says there's no Machlokes between the Rosh Din Rambam, and the Chanj says it's Ikeshito. And the Taz holds, and the Poshkin all that way, that a Vadi needs 4x4. It's not 4x4 mamish, it's not squared, it's not the Chayiv Mezuzah. Does he want to say different Shah, the Rambam says the Taz? It comes out, you need it 4x4, not 4x4. The Mechava says you do not need 4x4 for your rectangle. The Taz says it has to be squared. La Locha, the Shach says, anyway, since my colleagues rush for Rambam, we put out Puli Bracha. So now I'm going to call yourself the Maestro, it's not 4x4, you'll put out without a Bracha. Now the Yamangas document is how do you count 4x4? The Marshal. You have things that have the kriyas there. Take your regular house, there are things that have the kriyas. You have a kitchen, you have counters that have the kriyas. You have a cabinet built in the kriyas. That means it'll come out. Is it to take away from the shir or not? Those who want to tell the Masham says it does not take away from the kriyas of Waldner. Others want to say it does take away from the kriyas. So that's Kotchim and others. If you take away from the kriyas, there'll come out numerous kitchens not chayim mezuzah. Don't be chayim mezuzah mitzad itself. Maybe it's other things mitzad itself. Why? Because it's rectangle. From between two sides, you have count on this side, my kitchen is a count on one side, count on the other side. In between, there's no dal amis. And before, it will not be mechay mezuzah mitzad itself. No mezuzah, again, maybe mechay mezuzah mitzad kivega, then the mezuzah will be going on the wrong way. The mezuzah will have to be going out of the room, not going in the room. So it comes out first, the question of how exactly count dal. The Masham says you do count the counters. And other places can disagree and say you do not count the counters. Same thing in the built-in closet. You have built-in beds. My two kids' bedrooms, before both of them are smaller size. They have a closet built-in, and they have beds built-in also, at least one of the bedrooms. Also, according to Chaznish, will not be 4x4. According to others, the Maiso, it will be Beseder. It will have a Chaim Noz share. Also, for my kids' bedrooms, according to numerous sheets, it will not be Chaim in Mezuzah. Again, you'll have to ask in also negate which way to put the Mezuzah, going in or going out. Fine, we'll stop over here because they always ask us to leave at 1 o'clock, and Ben Shem Wednesday. Tomorrow will be on